Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The prevalence of social media has changed the way we interact with friends, family, and coworkers. And whether you love it or hate it, it's here to stay. But as Tracy Alloway, assistant professor of psychology at the University of North Florida, explains, social media sites force us to interact with information in a way that may have cognitive benefits.
Working memory brings together information from different parts of the brain so we can use it. If you're thinking about information, then you're using your working memory. This is an important cognitive skill that impacts all areas of your life. For example, if you are at a job interview and you get a curveball question, your working memory gives you an answer that combines what you know about the company with your particular skill set. Result? Working memory gets the job. In my research, I found that some technology, like Facebook and computer training, boosts working memory. I found that people who use Facebook more have better working memory. Facebook makes you think about information. Take the news feed. You see all of your friends' updates, and you have to make a choice about which is most interesting. You find an update about Mark's coast-to-coast road trip, so you combine this fact with your summer schedule and make plans to meet up in Tennessee. I have also done research on a brain training program called Jungle Memory. In clinical trials, I tested students with reading and math difficulties. I found that those who trained regularly with Jungle Memory showed fantastic improvements in working memory. But the most exciting thing was that their grades also improved, from a C to a B, or a B to an A after just 8 weeks of training. 8 months later, and they still maintained all these improvements. I'm excited to be doing cutting-edge research on technology and working memory.
That was Tracy Alloway of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.